Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 615, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Manufacture. The orders had proceeded, but he would go back with me, then I would be very glad to look for it, and then tell him when we could ship them. And he said he couldn't go right away. He was busy, but he would come a little later, and I told him I would be glad for him to come over later that morning or in the afternoon, as I would be there until about 1 o'clock in the morning and after 3. I then took my folder and returned to Forsyth Street alone. On arrival at Forsyth Street, I went to the second or office floor, and I noticed the clock, and it indicated 5 minutes after 11 o'clock. I saw Mr. Holloway there, and I told him he could go as soon as he got ready, and he told me he had some work to do for Harry Denham and Arthur White, who were doing some repair work up on the top floor, and he would do the work first. I then went into the office. I went in the outer office and found Miss Hattie Hall, who had preceded me over from Montag's, and another lady who introduced herself to me as Mrs. Arthur White and the office boy. Mrs. Arthur White wanted to see her husband, and I went into the inner office and took off my coat and hat and removed the papers which I had brought back from Montag Brothers in the folder and put the folder away. It was about this time that I heard the elevator motor start up and the circular saw in the carpenter shop, which is right next to it, running. I heard it saw through some boards, which I supposed was the work that Mr. Holloway had referred to. I opened the orders from the letters which required answers, and took the other material, the other printed matter that didn't need immediate attention. I put that in various trays, and I think it was about this time that I concluded I would look and see how far along the reports were, which I use in getting up my financial report every Saturday afternoon, and to my surprise I found that the